Hello, it's Monday, November 27th, and that means, well, a few things. This is the 200th episode. I want to thank you all for tagging along with me as I explain the news. If you left a review, if you shared it, if you left a comment, if you just switched over to the text feed because you didn't want to hear me anymore, I want to thank you for that. And I want to congratulate myself because this was hard sometimes. Anyway, let's get into the news. It was a short one this week, so not even anyone tried to sneak any bad news out. Let's just jam through it. This is, of course, brought to you by KeystoneTech.com and their small wall pack with emergency battery backup. It looks just like their other small wall packs, but it's got a 4-watt, 550-lumen backup with a test switch. It's still got the driver, still got the photocell, still got the IP65 rating, still got the color select. This is what you need for general illumination until it's what you need for safety illumination. That's KeystoneTech.com. Link is in the description. AMS Osram has announced that they are upsizing their offering on senior notes with new pricing, putting unsecured senior notes at a euro each. Legrand has donated controls and shades to the Sinisi Foundation. The RISE program has provided one smart home to a U.S. Marine veteran. Haynes has bought Mitchell Gold. This is a furniture brand, so decorative lamps, but all their assets have been recovered. The CSA has published a new Canadian electric code with new safety rules and regulations for EV charging. The EV chargers market is, in fact, struggling. We've got two bankruptcies and stocks falling across many other firms, a thing to watch out for. The FHWA waives the Buy American rules for EV chargers. This is a short-term exception under the bipartisan infrastructure law to keep projects on tracks. And Stickbulb is a new company that takes recovered wood from New York City parks to build fixtures. And that's kind of cool. Energy Star has begun certifying distilleries, because I guess that's what you do after you stop certifying lamps. The CRA is adjusting wage subsidies. The Canadian pandemic program has been cut by not quite half a billion Canadian dollars. The Princeton Review has published their guide to green colleges, ranking 522 schools and campuses on their eco programs. In legal news, Dextra did not bully their former CEO, Mr. Brownhill, into quitting. That's the finding of a UK tribunal. An Oklahoma office manager has been convicted of wire fraud. Formerly, she worked for General Lighting and Sign Services, and she will serve jail time, go through probation, and have to pay fines. And if you remember Grand Forks' knife-fighting lighting contractor, he's been sentenced. This is a 3-year suspended sentence for aggravated assault. In events and webinars, ArcLight 25 is calling for speakers. The deadline for that is on the 9th. You can save the date for the UK's Professional Lighting Summit. They've announced that that's happening June 18th and 19th in London. The IES is seeking speakers for next year. The deadline for that is the 10th. And on the 7th, we have a webinar from ShopLight discussing bioplastic for retail lighting. In IoT news, we have Dolly dropping a new firmware. This is part 105 of the Dolly 2 cert, enabling firmware updates. And Rajant has bought Rayos and renames. So Rajant Atelier SRL will be offering mesh-based IoT platform tech in the EU. In R&D, Clarkson University has developed a new color metric that is specific for recognizing skin tones. Strobing LEDs might actually help machine vision. So this is a new tool for smart warehouses that will add a 60 to 100 hertz flicker to the lamps. So that will help sensors detect and view and read things while seeming continuous to humans. We have thoughts on flicker, and probably you don't want to spend much time in that warehouse if they're doing that. And Rugged Grade Lighting has launched a 200,000 lumen fixture. This is one fixture running 1,400 watts, putting out that many lumens. That's apparently a record. In darkness-related news, a new study has found that sleeping off rhythm does alter your mood and cognition. Sinx Canyon State Park in Wyoming has been recognized by Dark Sky. Pediatricians are cautioning against use of melatonin supplements for children. We have new studies on wearable tech helping seniors maintain their circadian rhythms. We have a chart of the progress of circadian research for cancer treatment and prevention. London has rejected a sphere proposal. This would be similar to the Vegas one on grounds that it generates light pollution. Darksky El Cueva has been nominated for the Responsible Tourism Award. An indoor lettuce farm in Texas sparks a bit of a war of words over how much pink glow it throws out. Most of it's in good humor, but they should get some shades. Lewes, Delaware, has launched a light pollution subcommittee for the town. Toronto shift workers are calling for transport justice, which is to say better lighting at night. Chicago has been named the bird strike capital of the United States. Panama City, Florida, has declared a record year for turtles. And turtle-friendly lighting on a beach in Fort Myers, Florida, is drawing complaints for how dim it is, which probably means it's doing its job. In horticultural news, we have blue light building better lettuce. This boosts antioxidants if you use short-wavelength light at the end of the growth cycle. We have a new Arkansas paper discussing how the controlled environment agriculture industry can collaborate on sterilization, hygiene, and sanitation for food safety. We have Green Rebates, a specialist in rebates for indoor growers, awarding $100,000 in grants just at the MJ BizCon. That's November 28th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Buffalo, New York is now home to an indoor kale farm, opened by the New York Power Authority themselves. We can have adding heating and lighting to greenhouses, showing that it harms pollinator behaviors, specifically bumblebees. And field-grown strawberries still taste better than greenhouse berries in a blind taste test. Ontario dirt might just be the secret. In sports news, a lighting failure at the Kanazawa Racecourse in the Ishikawa Prefecture has injured three jockeys and led to the euthanization of one horse. Be careful out there. In recommended reading, you can watch the NAED's I Belong Here webinar. We have the question of whether Pokemon are drawn to fluorescent light. Not just how Pokemon Go works, but maybe it is the fluorescence. We have a discussion of whether the clapper is the original smart switch, why voice computers fail, why controls are a source of economic benefit, a case study in LIDAR at the Vancouver International Airport, circadian lighting in a Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and LEED and sustainable construction, links to that all on nailed.org. In local news, Lynchburg, Virginia's school board has refused a lighting controls project grant over the source of that grant. Calgary, Alberta will be able to continue its traditional holiday lighting display despite recent copper thefts, but also they're having some budgeting issues for streetlight repairs, even though, you know, the purple ones are under warranty from last week. They're still having to figure that out. World Trade Center is going to be home to 6,500 new LEDs. Arkansas is offering security grants for faith facilities. Virginia is offering security grants for schools. Maryland is opening a new grant program for residences. We have a falling lamppost at Disneyland hospitalizing a guest. The Gordie Howe International Bridge has won an award for its environmental use of efficient lighting. That's on the Ontario-Michigan border. And Lightbulb Depot Austin is reporting a spike in demand for incandescent bulbs now that they are out of circulation. In international news, the Paris Olympic Village has finally installed their renewable-powered lighting. Paris suburbs are trialing a new lights-out program where they would be out after midnight and until 5. St. Petersburg, Russia's residential districts are recognized as leaders in energy efficiency by Russian authorities. Advitec has pushed into Europe and UK markets, and Wembley Stadium will no longer light in special colors for social or political causes. The IALD has named their new board, and you can make a silicon wafer net necklace. Once again, I've been Scott Walker. Thank you for listening. If you can, wherever you listen to this, wherever you heard this, wherever you watch this, leave a review, tell a friend, or just have a good week. Enjoy the music. See you around. Give me everything that you feel. Give me my life, let's make it real. With every whisper, every touch, a pen of love that means so much.
where all my fears are gone. There have been of all hearts appeal, a connection so surreal. Underneath the starry skies, a heart will soar, no need for lies. A symphony of dreams so real, together we'll rewrite the deal. Our hearts appeal, a connection so surreal.